It's little stumpy legs. I wasn't going to get up. Oh.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
So you were serious about that whole hog melon thing, huh?
Tom Coughlin said it to me a few years ago, and it just crystallized everything. And the comment he made to me was, big men allow you to compete. Kawan is a legitimate three-down defensive tackle. He plays the run well. He can slide. He can play both techniques for us. He's the most natural pass rusher of all the defensive tackles in the draft. He was at the top of our board. Excuse me. We worked him out. We brought him in, spent time with him, sent Eric and Don Gregory out to work him out, and we feel really good about this pick. It gives us a tremendous defensive line rotation. And, you know, obviously I had a feeling it might happen. So this afternoon I spent time looking at the Super Bowl history. And you look at all the teams that have been in it and won it. And last year was a perfect example. You talk about big, heavy bodies, and these teams could rush the passer. You know, they're throwing the ball 55% of the time now. You're in your sub-package defense 55% of your time now. And you need to be able to rotate these guys through so that they can create the havoc that they're capable of creating. So, yes, someone upstairs helped me out here. To the best of our knowledge, this is the sixth time it's happened since 91. Defensive tackles taken by the same team in the first and second round.
Giants did it twice, right?
It was Arizona, Dallas. I'm talking about DTs. See, with the Giants, we went DT. But it was Arizona did it. Dallas did it in 91. Dallas in 91. Kansas City in 02, Minnesota in 2000, and Tampa in 2010. So I thought we were doing something unique, but we weren't. Just something that doesn't happen very often. But we're excited. I'm very excited about this selection.
You called star and short three-down defensive tackles. Are you going to be able to get them on the field enough, and what with DeJuan as well?
There's plenty of snaps for everybody. There's plenty of work for everybody. I don't see it as an issue at all.
Was the Giants' philosophy, Dave? I've had some people describe this to me, that you, of course, you went big up front, and particularly on the D line, and then maybe kind of piece things together in the secondary, figuring. I'm simplifying here, but you get a good pass rush, and you know it covers some warts in the secondary.
It's funny. There isn't, you know, it's like we talk about. The bottom line is, the quarterback has a tough time throwing from his back. You know, I've done it. I've seen what a feeding frenzy looks like. The game against Philadelphia a few years back, we had 12 sacks. Then a couple years later, we sacked Cutler 10 times. The Super Bowl in 07 and in 11 were great examples, you know, of what a pass rush can do. And I really believe in it. Can it mask issues in the secondary? I mean, I'd be less than honest if I said it could. Of course it does. But very honestly, you know, just as an evaluator, you know, our secondary, again, you know, I said it the last time, you know, the answers are often on your roster. And the advantage that we have is to watch practice tape, watch all the game tape, and watch young players as they are ascending. And we feel we've got a couple of these young kids are ascending. We feel very good about them. So to answer your question, obviously a great pass rush can mask secondary deficiencies, but this we, meaning the coaching staff, the scouting staff, sat there for 2 weeks going over and over and over We finished our readings last Thursday, and we spent Friday and Saturday watching film. Saturday we started a stack. We worked on it Monday, worked on it Tuesday, and everybody had a voice now. This is not a dictatorship by any stretch of the imagination.
Was there much discussion before turning this pick in?
Oh, yeah. The way we'd done things, the way Dave had us do it yesterday, was five picks prior to ours, the discussion starts. And it starts based on the guys that were up on the board. And, you know, the one thing that Dave did yesterday and the thing that he did today was he stayed true to the board. So as we talked about it, the best player that we saw up on the board were the ones that we discussed, and we did that. Just like yesterday, you know, there were the three guys that were all discussed. Everybody that scouted them had a voice in it, as Dave said, and everybody had an opinion. Everybody spoke. We heard the opinions, and then at the end of the day, you know, Dave talked it out, and everybody heard it, and then the decision was made by Dave. You know, this is what we're doing. I mean, it's great because what we do and what we believe, and one of the things that we talked about and it was said by the coaches, is that a good pass rush helps the back seven. A good front helps the linebackers. The linebackers run, they flow, they make plays. You put pressure on the quarterback, the DBs, the linebackers make plays. So as a defensive coach, you know, I know they're thrilled right now. Sean's thrilled. I know Eric Washington is thrilled. And I know Steve Wilkes is thrilled. I know Al Holcomb is thrilled. I know our players are thrilled. So I'm excited about it because this is going to give us something that you know, we hadn't had. It'll give us a little bit more depth. It's going to give us a better rotation. You know, you guys asked the question of Star, and I think it was you, Joe, or maybe you, Jonathan, made the comment that you played 92% of your snaps, and it looked like you took plays off. And his answer was, no, I didn't think I did. Well, when you play 92% of the snaps, you may think you're given 100%, and you are given 100%, but it's a little bit slower because you play too many snaps. We're talking about a rotation here. And Eric Washington, I think, handles our rotation pretty doggone good. So I'm excited about what those guys can do. But the combination of players we're going to be able to use. You know, it could be Dwan and Star. It could be Dwan and KK. It could be Colin and Dwan, Colin and KK, Colin and Star. I mean, these guys are all versatile, you know. And then you got the young guys with Sione Fua there and Frank Kurz and Nate Chandler. Those guys compete. I mean, this is going to be a formidable group, and, you know, hopefully we stay healthy. And going forward, I think we're going to be a very good front. Short can play pretty much any of the positions. Yeah, he can. I mean, and there was even some talk, if you get into a pinch, he's got enough ability to rotate, and you can use him as a five or a six and put him up over the top of the tight end. He's going to whip because he's an athletic body.
You know, we were looking at offensive linemen. After we've set the board, we're trying to, you know, massage it and trying to make sure we had them right. And we were watching this offensive lineman on a Big Ten team, and we happened to put, and this is a 2011 tape, and we happened to put the game on against Purdue, and we kept seeing this flash of this defensive lineman kicking Fanny, and we realized it was KK, and we ended up watching him. You know, I mean, he's really talented. This is a very talented young football player. And just as excited and as thrilled as I was yesterday, I am the same way right now.
What's that? Tape of a Big Ten team.
Just another Big Ten team.
Dave, what is it about one that's made him such a productive pass rusher?
You know, it's really kind of interesting. It's no different than any other endeavor. It's natural for him. It's easy. He's very instinctive about what he's doing, the way he uses his hands. He's got great hips. The key to being a great pass rusher is being able to get hip-to-hip to that offensive lineman as quickly as possible. He's got that skill. And he's just, it's easy for him. I mean, when I first started doing a film study, I'm just shaking my head saying, it's just, you know, it's almost a little bit, you're kind of shocked by it. But it was real easy and natural for him. I mean, he needs refinement like everybody else. But it's just, some guys are better writers than other guys. They just have a feel for it. They just, you know, some guys, people can write a novel, some can't. You know, it's really no different. But he's just a naturally instinctive pass rusher. He really is. And And in my mind, he was the he was the best pass rusher in the draft, defensive tackle-wise.
Ron, you mentioned the young guys, Sione and Nate and Frank, and then obviously you have these two rookies coming in. The rotation, the communication, what kind of emphasis are you going to place on communication on this type of rotation going into the training camp and moving forward? Because I imagine that's going to be...
It's going to be very important. I mean, first and foremost, the guys are going to have to understand that, you know, you have to pay attention and be ready to rotate whoever your combination is. You know, obviously one guy may favor or tend to be a little bit better one, but when they start trading tight ends, they've got to be able to adjust and play the three as well. So it's not like we're looking for guys to say, okay, you're always the one, you're always going to flip no matter what happens. I mean, that's one of the nice things about these guys is they give you that versatility, that ability that, hey, if they get stuck as the one, great, because you're not worried about it. They get stuck as the three, great, not worried about it. You know, the thing that we've gotten today and yesterday, two very explosive young men who got great first-step quickness, get into the crease and push vertical. And then from there, as Dave says, when you talk about KK, when he gets his first step into that crease and he starts getting vertical and he's hip-to-hip, he's got a great chance to win. Whereas when Stark, he gets that first step and gets vertical and gets into that guy with his hand placement and his strength, he gets a natural push, and then all of a sudden the pocket's being pushed. So there's some differences in terms of the style of the way they play, but what they give you, though, is that ability to play the one, the three, and to rotate and continue to rotate and never really put yourself in a situation where you're going, make sure we've got the best pass rushers, because I think we got a group of guys that can be all good.
Like Starr, I guess the knock on Short is taking plays off too.
It goes back to that same thing. When guys are playing a lot of snaps, you know, it wears on you, and what they believe they're giving 100%, somebody goes, oh, they're taking snaps off.
So with that position, Ron, I mean, you know,
yeah. Because especially when you start coming up against teams that are throwing the ball, you know, and today's game, as Dave pointed out, 55% of the time the ball's being thrown, 55% of the time you're in sub package.
You know, you think about it, Joe, from this standpoint, you know, the average number of snaps in our game is going to be 65. Sometimes you'll get 70. These college kids are playing 90 to 100 snaps. I mean, it's, you know, and these two kids are out there for 90%+ of those 90 to 100 snaps. You know, there's nobody on the team that's remotely close to them talent-wise. So I know that I got to win games. Their fannies are going to be out there. It's just the way it is. You know, it's and again, doing our homework. You know, spending time with him. We brought KK in. He was in the facility. Went through, saw everybody. Donnie and Eric went out, took him out to dinner, worked him out the next day, challenged him, and he responded very, very well. You know, you can never forget the fact that they're young. You can't ever forget that fact. And his splash plays were much more frequent than he's been given credit for. You know, it's easy to kill a player. It takes absolutely no evaluation skill to say he can't do this, he can't do this, he can't do this, and then you just forget all the good stuff he does. That's the biggest problem, you know, young scouts have. You know, you turn around and you say, what can he do, what can't he do, and then how does he fit us? Well, when I grade players, I got a sheet of paper. On one side is all the good stuff. On the other side is all the bad stuff. So when I finish, I look at the bad stuff first, and I say, what can I fix? Well, strength, theoretically, you could fix that. Athletic ability, you're not going to fix it. You know, so you go down that list, and you say, and you look at the things you can fix. And if you feel, and you know, if you feel you can fix them, because there are these guys called coaches, and you like to think that they have teaching skills. If you can fix those things, and you got a whole long line of good stuff, you got a heck of a chance now. You got a heck of a chance. Listen, there's no guarantees in any of this, but this kid is really talented. We got a great response from him when he was challenged, and I feel great about this pick.
Are you and your guys, are y'all content to close out the day with Kwan? Is that?
Yeah, we're not trading back in. The answer is that
that's the question.
Well, don't be afraid to ask it, Jonathan.
Well, you're gonna answer it.
I won't be offended. I won't be hurt. You can't hurt my feelings. No, the bottom line is no. We're not trading back in. We've only got three more picks, and no. It makes no sense for us at this point. And we're down a pick next year. I had a team call me up this year. They wanted to know if I wanted their second for next year's first. I didn't speak to them. I would have told the guy, you got brain damage. It's not happening. Come on.
We good?
We all right?
You talked about the defensive coaches, Ron. Are the offensive coaches getting a little antsy?
Yeah, they always do. At this time of year, everybody does, you know, and because there's a lot of good offensive players out there. There really are, and we've got a good board. I mean, you look at our board, it's a very well-balanced board. You know, as Dave said, and I really do believe it, I believe our college scouts did a great job of bringing reports to us. The coaches that were involved on the trips did a great job bringing back the information and helping to disseminate it. And the coaches that stayed here and did the interviews did a great job. So Dave said it, everybody's got a voice in this, and that was great. It was very well orchestrated yesterday and today, and there's a lot of positives. I mean, I'm excited about it. I really am, and I can't wait till tomorrow's over, you know, because, you know, we start the next phase of our OTAs.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.